object of a new year, quipped G.K. Chesterton, is not that we should have a new year, but that we should have a new soul. From Wyoming Catholic College, this is the After Dinner Scholar, and I'm your host, Dr. Jim Tonkowicz. While I suspect that Mr. Chesterton had January 1st in mind, anyone in education, including students and parents, knows that the new year begins when school begins, and our Wyoming Catholic College students are now in their second week of classes. A week ago Sunday, as our freshmen matriculated at Wyoming Catholic, thus beginning a new year, President Glenn Arbery and Dean Kyle Washett had some words of wisdom and encouragement. Last week's podcast featured Dr. Arbery's thoughts. This week we'll turn to Dean Washett as he discusses a distinctly Wyoming phenomenon that every student has experienced on the 21-day backpacking expedition, snow in August.
I want to say just a few words about what we are going to be asking you to do so that there's at least some idea of what we're intending by this relatively obscure ceremony that we call matriculation. So we'll start just recently, in 352 AD. In Rome, there was a wealthy couple that prayed to the Blessed Virgin, telling her that since they were childless, they wanted to leave their wealth to Mary as their heir. On the night of August 4th, the Virgin Mary appeared to them in a dream, instructing them to build a church at the place she would indicate. And early that morning, before dawn, snow miraculously fell atop the Esquiline Hill. And in that snow, Pope Liberius marked out the space that would become the Basilica of Mary Major, the oldest Marian church in Western Europe. In Mary's consecration of the Esquiline Hill, one of the seven hills of ancient Rome, she was consecrating the Roman people as her own, pledging herself to be the Salus Populi Romani. The gift of snow in August, commemorated to this day in Rome on August 5th as the Feast of Our Lady of Snows, marked out the Roman people as placed under Mary's motherhood. Such an adoption was given with no prior merit on the part of the people, but at the same time, it required them to take personal effort and respond to the gift. They were to labor to build a shrine and spread Marian devotion to the West. But they undertook that labor in the midst of the gratuitous gift of August mountain snow. Some 1,600 years later, we'll skip a few years, the founding bishop of Wyoming Catholic College, Bishop David Ricken, likes to say that the real founder of our college was the Blessed Mother, Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. It was through her inspiration and intercession that this unique community came to be, and practically every year since the college's founding, the freshmen of Wyoming Catholic College have awakened some morning during their August expedition to discover themselves anointed with snow in August, as if the mountains themselves were marking them as members of Mary's College. Over and over again through that gift of August snow, our freshmen have been reminded that a student at Wyoming Catholic College is first and foremost a receiver of a gift. The truth about God and His creation is not some prize to be awarded to a single winner or some tool for power or prestige. Truth is not pursued in the mode of conqueror, but it rather is to be lovingly received. But as with the Roman people before, this gift demands a personal response. And during these last 3 weeks, you freshmen have been immersed in the beauty of the natural world, confronted with the grandeur of God and His creation, and thereby forced to discipline yourselves to be able to share in that grandeur, which exceeds your own powers of comprehension. Both the wondrous givenness of nature and your required response are the foundations for your education going forward. And having been prepared by the last 3 weeks for this moment, we hope that you know yourselves a little better than you did before, and perhaps that you have some better inkling of the grandeur of the task you are to embark on. In a few moments, I will call each one of you freshmen by name, and you will walk in silence up to the front of the church. And in this large leather book here, you will sign your name. Dr. Arbery will shake your hand, and you will return to your pew. There's no fanfare, no music, no cheers. Just one by one, processing up, in silence, to sign your name. And when you sign your name, you will be performing an action which itself embodies the mystery of Mary's gift of August snow. For a signature contains both the gratuitous gift that you have received and a personal action. You see, your name was given to you. It situates you in terms of your parents and your wider community. It bears a history within it. It was freely granted when you came into the world, and it accompanies you throughout your life, always bearing an echo of that freely given inheritance. But when you sign that given name, you take what you have received and you make it your own as you present your story to others in your own distinctive handwriting, honed by your own artistry. You give your name a distinctive shape and form. To sign your name is to communicate both the gift of your familial tradition and your own personal creativity in one single act. And so today you are signing a book. It's a large leather book stamped with the sign of Wyoming Catholic College, filled with names printed in calligraphy alongside the signature of every student who has ever attended WCC. Your individual signature, for all of its familial tradition and personal art, is not the fundamental thing that defines this book. Instead, by placing your signature in this book, you enter into something bigger than you. A tradition that has existed before you and which will continue to exist after you graduate. It is a tradition students who have set out to embrace an even older tradition. A tradition stretching through the pioneer settlers of the West into the culture of European literature, art, philosophy, law, the nobility of ancient Rome, the creativity of classical Greece, and the divinity of the revelation of the Old and New Testaments. In signing your name in this book, you are committing to both receiving this inheritance that is properly yours, but also pledging yourself to the work of making this great tradition your own. But tradition does not exist in the abstract. Like a family name, it is received and passed down within a concrete community. And in signing this book, you are joining our community. In entering this community, you are coming to share in our common, and as Dr. Arbery would say, heroic pursuit of truth and virtue. And this common pursuit gives rise to and is itself nourished by profound friendships that we form as we transformed by our common life together. And at the very least, a great deal of our happiness here on earth seems to consist in such friendships and such activity. But this common life will challenge us as well. At times, it will be hard work to conform yourself to an external reality that is greater than you, to discipline yourself so as to be able to receive what is being offered. The very nature of the good that we share demands that there be rules and customs that will preserve this common life together. And while such rules and personal effort may at times seem exacting, such things are integrally bound up with our friendship here. So when you sign your name to the register book of Wyoming Catholic College, we hope that you will come forward as someone who has been disposed to see our life of study and formation in virtue as a life dedicated to receiving the gift of truth from the hand of Him who blesses us with both sunlight and falling snow.
Some years ago, my wife and I, along with our son and daughter-in-law, arrived at the airport in Rome early on a Sunday morning, hopped into a train, and arrived in the city long before we could check into our rooms. So we walked the 2 kilometers to Santa Maria Maggiore, St. Mary Major, for Mass, joining countless numbers of Catholics who have worshipped in that place since the 4th century. It sends chills down the spine. In a similar way, our students are engaged in an education, parts of which they share with educated men and women since at least the 4th century. Homer, Virgil, Euclid, Plato, Aristotle, the Church Fathers, and of course the Bible. It sends chills down the spine. And while our tuition is a big part of our income, our education is in large part supported by donations from our friends, folks like you. Would you consider a donation to the college today? Visit our website, wyomingcatholic.edu, to learn more about the college and to make an online donation, or if you prefer a check, to get our address. Thank you for considering a gift today. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.